Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KUAC News Minor Update. Two Fairbanks men were killed in a plane crash last week. Alaska State Troopers say 45-year-old Timothy Sonnenberg and 43-year-old Jason Robert were on a hunting trip when their plane went down south of Gold Creek and then in Anna River area. The men were reported overdue Friday, and the burned wreckage of the aircraft was spotted Saturday by another pilot. A helicopter crew was dispatched by the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center yesterday to recover the men's bodies. Fairbanks police may soon be the subject of a reality TV show if the City Council approves a resolution put forward by Mayor Jim Matherly. The resolution, to be introduced tonight, asks the council to authorize the mayor to enter into a contract with Engel Entertainment to produce a show focused on the recruitment of new officers, specifically those from the Lower 48. Fairbanks Police Officer Chief Eric Jukes enthusiastically supports the idea. Jukes noted the department doesn't have the financial resources, production eye, and creativity needed to produce such a high-quality recruitment tool. A detailed contract gives the department the right to instruct the crew to stop filming or to leave a location if necessary for legal or safety concerns. According to City Attorney Paul Ewers, it also contains provisions for review and editorial control of each episode. Engel Entertainment is a New York-based company that creates television, feature films, digital content, and documentaries for a variety of platforms. Its credits include reality shows Northwoods Law and Lone Star Law, feature film A Walk Too Beautiful, and the documentary feature Sea Change. While the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod are reducing prize money, the Kuskokwim 300 is going the other way. The K300 Race Committee has announced that it's raising the purse for three signature events. KYUK's Christy Schallenberg talked with K300 race manager Madeline Reinkard about the increase.
The Kuskokwim 300 Committee has raised the purse for its three largest races for the fifth time in 7 years. Race manager Reinkard says it's because of more money from longtime sponsors and some new ones.
There's been a good increase of income from certain sponsors, and we're always looking for new sponsorship.
She adds that the community support, along with the 80s and 90s retro logos on recent race merchandise, has also helped. The committee increased the prize money by $10,000 for each of its signature races. The purse for the biggest race, the Kuskokwim 300, now totals $160,000. The Bogus Creek 150 and Akiak Dash will also see bigger payouts. The Bogus' new purse total is $60,000, and the Akiak Dash's is $30,000. Reichardt says more money is vital to keeping dog mushing thriving in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
So if we are finding ourselves with extra income, we want to take that and make sure that that is getting back into the community and to the mushers and the kennels themselves.
This is a big goal, especially as Alaska's most famous race cut its purse last year. Hurting for cash, the Iditarod Sled Dog Race slashed its payouts by $250,000. And this year, the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest also announced that it's cutting its prize money by $10,000. Training, caring for, and feeding sled dogs for racing is expensive. And less prize money can deter local mushers from entering races who don't have major sponsors and must compete on tighter budgets. But a key difference between the 1,000-mile races and the K300 is scale, which could give the K300 more of an edge when it comes to fundraising. The K300 is smaller than the Iditarod in the Quest and relies heavily on volunteers to keep it going. Reichardt says that increasing the prize money will hopefully entice more local mushers to compete and continue this iconic Alaska sport.
So everyone's very excited when we raise the purses, because that's more money that we can give back to them and that they can use for dog food and dog gear and sleds and sometimes new dogs.
The K300 committee also puts on five smaller local races and gives out $20,000 for each one. So far, dates have not been set for these smaller races. Reichardt says they're waiting for the weather to get colder, but the dates have been set for the three largest races. The K300 and Bogus Creek 150 will start on January 18th, and the Akiak Dash will start on January 19th. Reporting from Bethel with help from Anna Rose MacArthur, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
The Nenana Fire Department wants residents to know that it is still in business. In fact, it recently acquired a new ambulance at no cost, compliments of the Anchorage Fire Department. The city of Nenana is undergoing serious financial challenges, and volunteers are stepping up to keep some of the city services going. This previously happened with a library, and now the fire department. Nenana Fire Chief Joe Fornes said nothing has changed in terms of emergency response. But organizationally, the department is now a separate entity, a 501c4, and has its own board. The department gets all of its funding from billing of ambulance calls. It takes $5,000 a month to keep the department operational, and Fornes said they have the call volume to sustain the department. For now, Fornes and his wife Lorinda, who is a captain in the department, are keeping the fire department business going as volunteers with no paycheck. For more on these stories and others, go to newsmenor.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.